The Lumiere Brothers Cinematograph. After seeing Edison's kinetoscope in operation, Auguste and Louis Lumiere sensed the possibilities of projecting the images of this device. Owners of a thriving photographic materials company, the Lumiere brothers had the financial resources and ingenuity necessary to make it happen. Late in 1894, they devised an intermittent film transport mechanism which finally allowed them to satisfactorily resolve the problem of projecting moving images onto a screen. On 13 February 1895, they patented what later became known as the Lumiere cinematograph. This device could record images at a rate of 16 frames per second on a 17-meter-long perforated 35-millimeter film. In addition to recording images, the Lumiere's apparatus could also project them and develop copies of films. On 22 March 1895, they gave their first screening, the film La Sortie des Usines Lumière, before a selected audience. On Saturday, 28 December that same year, Antoine Lumiere, the inventor's father, organized the first paid public session of the cinematograph in the Salon Indien at the Grand Café in Boulevard des Capucines, Paris. It was a historic moment. 33 spectators attended the first session for the price of 1 franc, at which 10 animated views, films in the terminology of the time, were projected lasting approximately 50 seconds each. These first spectators were surprised and amazed by what they had just seen. Cinema was born, and in a few years it would expand across the entire world. The success of the Lumiere brothers over and above the other inventors who during those same months had been pursuing the same goal of projecting moving images was primarily caused by two factors. First, the superior quality of their device, which offered brighter, sharper images. Second, the economic and logistical capacity of the family business, which allowed them to invest in the manufacture of more devices, thus being able to film more films and organize screenings around the world.